4 RM Mobile.
Kim, 10-4 ZLK. Good morning, Fred.
ZLK, K4 RM Mobile. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Happy Friday to you. Hope this day goes by quickly.
I'm only working a half a day, then I'm headed to the mountains, so I hope the half day goes quick.
Well, they're very good. It will go by quicker for you. It's a beautiful day, though, so I think it's supposed to be close to 50, or like kind of like it was yesterday, maybe not quite as, I won't say warm, but warmer than it has been.
Yes, then it's supposed to get up warmer up on the mountain, too. I hope we get some more melting on the road. I know I've gotten reports from boots on the ground that the north face is kind of dicey, because it once you get past that switchback curve, it doesn't get a lot of sun in the wintertime, so got to go check that out, and then hopefully other parts of the road will be more thawed out over.
Even around my house, on the north side of everything, there's still plenty of ice and still spots on the road, not the whole road covered, but the half of a road in a curve that doesn't get any sun, it's still covered in ice.
And of course, people sometimes don't pay attention to that, and that's what causes accidents. But I already know of two neighbors up there who've gotten off the mountain okay, so I'm pretty sure with my four-wheel drive I won't have any trouble.
If anybody else has done it, you should be able to do it. If everybody's going off the road, that's a warning sign.
Haven't gotten any kind of reports like that. I'm hoping to get out and do a little walk this weekend. Haven't had a chance since the Hurricane Helene to get out and explore much. I know there are still lots of downed trees, and some of my trails that I walk are probably covered up, but I want to do a little exploring this weekend and kind of see what's available and how much I'm going to have to eventually cut out of the way to clear them off.
For rain tomorrow, but I hope you're able to get out. 3 or 4 years ago in February, we bought a new car to us. It only had 9,000 miles on it, and I was driving her car, and she was driving her new car. And it started snowing while we were at the place we were buying it from. And we were in Lawrence Road, Greenville. And we started driving home. I was in front of her. She was following me. And I figured I wasn't sure which was the best way to go home. There's 2 or 3 ways we could go, and I picked one. And we came around a curve, and there were all multiple cars in the ditches, and cars were backed up. And cars in front of us were sliding and going off into the other two. It was a two-lane road, and they were going off. So we pulled off to the side of the road, kind of up on the top. It was on the hillside of the curve, the upper side of the curve. We pulled off as best we could, and we sat there for 4 hours and watched people trying to go around us and sliding into the ditch, trying to get out, running into each other. It took 4 hours for everything to finally get cleared up and people to be able to slowly get their way out of there, but lots of damage done. Fortunately, we did not get hit at all, and we did not hit anybody. But I just was amazed at how many people would see somebody try to go around multiple vehicles that were already stuck or sliding and still think they could get around.
That's hilarious. I guess it was like watching bumper cars in action. glad you didn't have any ill results from it. But, yeah, it's back to me trying to walk this weekend. As long as it's not a heavy rain, if it's just a light rain, I always take a poncho, and I don't let rain stop me unless it's, just a lot of rain. But I'm anxious to get out because I kind of got cabin fever. I hadn't been able to do much of late, so I'm ready to get out and explore the wild a little bit.
And there's something about being in the woods or being out in nature when it's a really light, misty rain or everything's wet. It's just quieter. You can walk quieter and hear more. I think you can smell better, too. That moisture in the air carries smells, but I know what you mean. If it's pouring rain, I don't want to be out in it.
try to avoid that, but I don't. I won't stop. I won't let a light rain or a drizzle stop me. Especially since I have a huge poncho I can put on and stay mostly dry.
Okay. Well, I hope you're pleasantly surprised and there's not a lot to clear up. And that you can enjoy the weekend and maybe even get some radio time in.
Got to try to get some outdoor time, too, because one thing I don't like about winter is having to be, behind four walls all the time. That just kind of drives me nuts. Anyway, I just pulled up at the office, Shane. I'm going to bid you a good day. Hope your day goes well, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Take care, my friend. N4ZLK, K4RM Mobile.
Nice to talk with you this morning, Fred. Hope you have a good day and a great weekend. Enjoy that time up there. K4RM, N4ZLK.